19-year-old Teddy has MLD, that's metachromatic leukodystrophy. It's an inherited disease linked to a defective gene that normally codes for an essential enzyme that's called aryl sulfatase A. Without this working, material builds up inside certain cell types and it causes them to die.
In Teddy's case, the Royal Manchester Children's Hospital's Rob Wynne and his colleagues have, they think, hopefully effected a cure. They've taken stem cells from her bone marrow and altered them in the lab to add back in a healthy copy of the gene, as well as some control information to supercharge its activity, leading to high-level production of the missing enzyme. Those modified stem cells will return to Teddy, where they migrate to the bone marrow and produce blood and immune cells.
We know when we do a bone marrow transplant in MLD, actually it doesn't correct the condition because normal healthy blood does not give enough enzyme. So when we use gene-modified cells, not only have we put in a healthy copy of the gene, but we have changed the promoter next to that gene that tells the gene to be turned on. And so the gene-modified stem cells make vastly more enzyme.
There's a barrier in place that keeps the brain tissue and the blood tissue compartment separate. So how does making the bloodstream awash with this missing enzyme get the brain treated?
Cells can cross the blood-brain barrier and engraft, and white cells become engrafted in the brain where they're known as microglia. And so gene-modified, brain-engrafted microglia make the enzyme that the patient needs and forever.
And when they're sitting in the brain, they're presumably secreting the missing enzyme into the dependent cells that would normally be missing it.
This is exactly the principle of transplantation in this type of disease, and it's known as cross-correction. The engrafted donor cells make and secrete enzyme. That enzyme is taken up by neighbouring cells that remain genetically enzyme deficient, but they're able to take up this secreted enzyme and metabolize within their cytoplasm.
Are there any risks here? In the past, people have been concerned that when you're adding bits of DNA to a cell's own DNA, you can make cancers.
This is a disease associated with premature death, and children are dying in early life, and before dying, they lose their skills. Viruses insert their DNA into our DNA, and this is why there is some cancer risk if they insert their DNA next to what we call an oncogene that's associated with controlling cell proliferation. They can cause cancer. But the virus vector, as we call it here, is so modified that it inserts randomly into the genome. And if it inserts randomly, then it's much less likely to cause cancer.